master key to a successful family. Amen. Every one of us belong to one family or the other, whether nuclear, extended. Amen. We all belong to one family or another. Amen. I've said this morning that the title of the message this morning is The Master Key to a Successful Family. Amen. In order for a family to be successful, everyone in that family must be willing to change. Amen. In order for a family to be successful, every member of that family must be willing to change. Almost all the challenges families face could be alleviated or avoided if only one member of that family is willing to change. Changing their behaviors or their response towards one another. But I'm sure that you all know that change doesn't come easy. Amen. In fact, most times we reject change. But most times we struggle against change. Amen. When an opportunity comes for us to change, most times we reject it. For a born-again believer, a permanent change cannot occur unless he or she is willing to turn over a new leaf and transform their thinking. Amen. I said for a born-again believer, a permanent change cannot occur unless he or she is willing to turn over a new leaf and transform their thinking. Amen. I'm sure you've heard of this word, what you eat, that you are what you eat. How many of us have heard of that word? Amen. The same applies. It says, you are also what you think. Amen. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. It says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Amen. In other words, your thinking forms part of who you are. Your thinking affects who you are. Whether you realize it or not, if you think negative, ungodly thoughts, it will eventually come to pass. If all your thinking is based on the negative, ungodly thoughts, it will eventually come to pass. Amen? But if you change the way you think, you change your action. Amen? By changing the way you think, you change your action. Another thing that you need to also change is the more you meditate or think about specific scriptures and apply them to your heart, you begin to live biblical principles. As you dwell on the word, as you meditate on the word, and you apply those things that you study, your life becomes transformed. Amen? I am the head, I'm not the tail. I am above, I'm never beneath. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. If those are your thoughts, you find out that impossible will not be in your dictionary. But if your thoughts are, I cannot make it, I cannot survive, you find out that before long, those thoughts begins to become reality in your life. The Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Without the word of God, providing the underlying force, any change you attempt to make will not last. Without the word, without the word of God, providing the underlying force, the foundation, any change you attempt to make will not last. In fact, before you can apply any change, you need to first understand why you need to change. Amen? Before you can apply any change into your life, you need to understand what? Why you need to change. Amen? The reason a lot of people don't change is because they don't see a reason for a change. How many of us know that every one of us consists of a spirit, soul, and the body? Amen? You are a spirit, you possess a soul, and you live in a body. In fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 puts it this way. It says, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Amen? The one that is joined to the Lord is what? One spirit with him. Amen? We know that God is a spirit. And the Bible says that those who worship him must do what? Must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen? 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 puts it this way. I need the later part of it, but I'll read from the beginning. 1 John 4, 17. It says, love has been perfected amongst us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen? So if God is a spirit, it means you are also a spirit. Amen? When the Bible refers to the heart of a person, it's referring to your spirit. Amen? The soul, I said earlier, the soul consists of your mind, your will, and your emotion. The body is the physical portion of your being. Amen? The soul consists of your mind, your will, and what? Your emotion. Amen? I said earlier, I said that we consist of spirit, soul, and body. When you give your life to Christ, it's your spirit that changes automatically. Your thoughts, your mind, your emotion, your body doesn't change. Amen? That is why you could be born again and still think negative thoughts. Amen? That's why you could be born again and then you find out that you still struggle with certain things. But when it comes to the mind, what does the Bible say? The Bible says to renew our mind. Amen? So the fact that somebody is born again does not mean that their mind is born again as well. Amen? Romans chapter 12, from verse 1. I'll read verse 1 to 2. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen? How do you do that? By being transformed by the renewing of what? Of your mind. Amen? I said earlier, when you become born again, your spirit is what changes. Your mind does not change. But people tend to think that just because you are born again, your thoughts and action will normally change. Amen? But that's not the case. It's your spirit that becomes born again. It's your spirit man that becomes born again. That's why sometimes, like I said earlier, when you're born again, there are certain things that some people still tend to struggle with. Amen. Some people still tend to struggle with certain things even after their spirit has been born again. Amen. Our minds are similar to computers in a sense. Amen. It's what you program inside of it that you get back. Amen. But if you want something else to come out of it, you do what? You reprogram it. Amen. That's what it means to renew your mind. Amen. It means to renew your mind. And until you renew your mind, only then will your mind, will, emotion, and action begin to line up with the desires of your spirit. Amen. A mind that is not renewed cannot line up with the Spirit of God. Amen. A mind that is not renewed, like I said earlier, cannot line up with the Spirit of God. Until transformation takes place, your mind will think worldly thoughts, ungodly thoughts. In fact, until transformation takes place, you find out that you fall to your desires. Amen? You just find out that it's every single thing that you desire that you fall for. James chapter 1, verse 13 to 15 puts it this way. It says, let no one say when he's tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. It says, but each one is tempted when he's drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's fully grown, brings death. Desire comes from what you pay your utmost attention to. Amen? That's why those guys that want to sell products on the TV, they advertise it. What they are trying to do then is to gain your desire. Amen? Desire, like I said earlier, comes from whatever you pay your most attention to. If you drive by a sign and it says hot donuts, and later on you go back and you get the urge to buy the donut, it's because they've been able to capture your mind. Amen? And that's what desire, that's what advertisement does. You entertain the thought of eating a donut as a result of what you see. Amen? Desire are created by what we allow ourselves to be exposed to. Amen? It's what you allow yourself to be exposed to. That's what brings the desire. That's why the Bible says that you are what you think. It says, as a man thinks, so is he. Amen? If you hang around people who talk negatively, you'll find out that that's what you begin to desire. Amen? But I said earlier at the beginning, I said that for any family to be successful, you must be prepared to change. Amen? If you hang around people who are talking about pornography or talking about taking drugs, you find out that that's where your desire will be. Amen? The Bible says in Mark chapter 4, and I'll read the Amplified from verse 24. Mark chapter 4, the Amplified. He said to them, be careful what you are hearing. He says, the measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you. And more besides will be given to you who hear. So which means that it's what you spend your time doing. What you hear matters. What you hear determines what you do. Amen? If you want your mind to change, then defend it against negative thoughts. Amen? Defend your mind against negative thoughts. If the devil knows that this particular area is your weakness, guess what he will do? That's the area it will capitalize on. Amen? If you look at the life of someone like Moses, what was Moses' problem? Anger. And that's what the devil used. When Bible records that when Jesus Christ fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, the Bible says that the first thing that the devil asked him was, he should turn those stones into bread. Because he knew that at that time, he was hungry. Amen? If you want a change in your life, deal with those areas of weakness. Amen? If you want your mind, your life to be transformed, deal with those areas of weakness. Watch who you hang around with. Watch who speaks into your life. Watch those that are your friends. Amen? For any family to be successful, there needs to be a change. You need to be prepared to renew your mind. Amen? Another thing that brings success for every family is to turn your will or turn your will completely to God. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you will do what? Eat the good of the land. What does it mean to be willing? Or what does it mean to submit to God's word? Submission means to get under the will of another. Amen? It means not my will, but your will be done. Amen? It says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Amen? To eat the good of the land means you must set aside your own will, your own desire, and desire God's will. Amen? It means to set aside your own will, not my will, not my thoughts, Lord, but your will. Amen? Not my thoughts, but your thoughts. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 puts it this way. It says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. It says, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Every thought. Bringing it to what? Into captivity to the obedience of Christ. In other words, before you do anything, what will Christ do? Amen? Renewing of your mind. What will Christ do in this situation? Amen? Are you willing to change? Like I said earlier, when you give your life to Christ, your spirit man is already changed. In fact, it changes automatically. But the thoughts, our minds, they still think negative thoughts. We still struggle in certain areas. We still get angry. We still get annoyed in certain things. Yet, we are born again. Amen? In order for you to be successful in this race, you need to be prepared to change. Amen? Often, the ability or willingness to change is hindered by the presence of strongholds in our lives. What are these strongholds? That's the way I always talk. That's the way I know to do it. Even at the time when you realize, or even the people around you realizes that there's a need for a change. Sometimes you justify hitting someone else. Why? Because they pushed you to it. Someone steps on your toes, and the next action is to give them a slap. And then they ask you, why did you do it? He made me do it. instead of you being open to a change, we justify our action. In fact, when you begin to justify your action for doing something, something is wrong. A stronghold is a thought pattern that has developed through the words you hear and speak, suggestions you entertain, and mental image that you've created. Strongholds are developed through what you hear. That's why the Bible says, be careful what you hear. Amen? They are developed through what you say, suggestions you entertain. Amen? Something that you have meditated on. Something that you have spent your time focusing on. I remember the years back when we were growing, when I was still a lot younger. My dad, when he gets back from work, will say to us, you need to be a man. We're four boys and a girl. And he will say to us, you need to be a man. And the way that my dad normally says to us that we need to be a man is to pour a shot, you know, like whiskey in a little glass. And he'll say to you, just pour the thing down. And once we taste it, and then we go, he'll say, you have to be a man. Amen? If care is not taken, that kind of a person will grow up being a drunkard, thinking that that is what it means to be a man. Amen? But later on in life, I now realize that being a man is not in pouring one shot. Amen? In fact, it's all right for men to cry. You know, some of us have been brought up in a way that men don't cry. Men don't show emotion. Amen? That's the way some of us were brought up. But you need to renew your mind. Amen? You know, they justify it by saying, I was pushed to do it. Or you push me. You deserve it. When you begin to align your thoughts with God's thoughts, His words, you experience a season of change. Amen? When you begin to align your thoughts with the thoughts of God, when you submit your will to His own, you allow Him to take control of your life, you'll experience a change. Amen? But oftentimes, what we tend to do is that we have a will and we present our will to God, expecting Him to rubber stamp it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, verse 5 is really what I need. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty in God for the pulling down of what? Strongholds. Casting down arguments and every thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought into captivity of the obedience of Christ. Every single thought. Amen? Not some thoughts. Every single thought. Amen. I said earlier that a new family was formed yesterday. For that family to be successful, there needs to be a change. Amen. A change from, this is how I used to live my single life, there needs to be a change. Some of the things that need to change is the I now becomes we. Amen. In everything that they both do now, it is we instead of the I. When you are still single, it's okay to say I. But the moment you become married, the I changes to we. Amen? Our. Amen? But you find out that for every family to change or to be successful, change is the master key. And that change needs to come from Christ. Amen. our mindsets has to change. Because our mindsets limit how far we go. Amen? Your mind, sometimes we have a mindset that limits how far we go. Amen? One thing that I've said this to us before, if you don't see yourself getting somewhere, you cannot get there. Amen? But when you realize that with Christ, all things are possible, there's no limit. But for as long as you want to do it by yourself, by your own power, of your own accord, what happens? You limit yourself. The Bible says that to guide our hearts with what? With all diligence. It says, out of it flows the issues of life. Amen? Your heart matters also. The state of your heart matters. If you allow garbage into your heart, that is what you will bring out. Amen? For any family to be successful, there is a need for a change. Amen? There's a need for our hearts to be renewed. There's a need for us to say, this is my old way. I need to turn back from it. Amen? In fact, if the people around you are saying certain things about you, and one or two people have said something about you, maybe about your attitude, then that's a cue for you that there's a need for a change. Amen? But oftentimes what we say is that's the way I've been created. Amen? That's the way is comfortable for me. In fact, some people will say, that is me. If you can't change me, if you can't love me the way I am, then leave me. But guess what? The Bible says that out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, what is established? Sorry? There is what is established. So by the time two, three people comes to you and says to you, this is how your behavior is, this is how your attitude is, then it's a cue for you that there's a need to change. Amen? For any family to be successful, that family or that person must be open to change. Amen? They must be open to change. Allow God to change their thoughts, to align their thoughts. When you begin to align your thoughts with God's thoughts, with His words, you will experience change. Amen? Because when you begin to study His word, meditate on His word, you find out that there are certain things that you hold on to that you need to give up. You find out that there are certain attitude that you exhibit that you need to give up. Amen? There is no way that His word will come into any life and the person will remain the same. It's impossible. Amen? That's why the Bible says that we should behold His word like a mirror. Amen? So when you see a mirror, when you wake up in the morning and you look at yourself in the mirror, you will notice certain things that needs to be done. Maybe your hair needs to be done on your eyes or whatever. That's the same way with the word. Amen? As we spend time in the word, you will see certain things that you need to drop. You will see certain things that you need to imbibe. You will see the life of Christ jump out of the word. Amen? And what does it mean when we say Christian? It means Christ-like. Amen? It means the life of Christ. That's why sometimes when some people meet some Christians, they think sometimes that Christians are hypocrites. Because what happens in the word is not what they see. Amen? But it doesn't mean that they're not born again. The spirit man is changed, but the body and the mind still remains the same. But you need to renew the mind. Amen? The mind needs to be renewed. Amen? The mind needs to what? To be renewed. Amen? Stop justifying what is not right. Amen? Stop justifying things that needs to change. Amen? Stop holding on to the things that you yourself know that people around you are uncomfortable with. Amen. And I'm not. And when I say that, I'm not saying that you should compromise the word. That's not what I'm saying. Amen. I'm not saying that the word should be compromised, or because you are someone that is on fire, and then because the people around you don't accept you. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is attitudes and behaviors that are not Christian-like. Amen. Attitudes that even you yourself, you know. You've heard it, strongholds. Amen. You get angry, bursts of anger. Someone drives and crosses you. Watch your reaction. Your reaction will tell you whether or not you are someone that gets angry. Amen. If you think you are gentle, when someone crosses you, you know when you're driving, someone crosses you, your action tells you, maybe if you've been saying to yourself, I'm a very gentle person, and someone crosses you, then you yourself, you will know. Be honest with yourself. Amen. If you have been honest with yourself, you will know whether or not you are gentle. Amen. Hallelujah. I had the story of a man and a woman while they were growing up. All they've been taught is just to hit out at someone. Amen. And they grew up not knowing the difference. And whenever you're saying to them, don't do that, they say to you, well, that is me. That is me. That's who I am. And how many times have we heard those words? That's who I am. You can't change it. That's the way. In fact, some people will say, that's the way God created me. I am wired that way. Amen. The Lord will help us. In Jesus' name. As we bow our heads this morning, let's just begin to examine ourselves. You find out that there are areas where you need to change. There are areas where you need to renew your mind. There are areas where the Bible says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity. There are certain thoughts, certain areas of your life that you need to surrender to God. There are certain things that you have heard one or two people say to you that you need to speak to God about this morning. For some, it might be anger. For some, it might be telling lies. Someone might be saying to you, if you say it's 2 o'clock, if someone needs to check, then there's something not right. Strongholds. Strongholds. The Bible says if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. It means setting aside your own will and desire God's will. It means laying aside your plan. What do you expose yourself to? Watch those who you hang around with. Be selective of what you expose yourself to. Do you desire the things of God? Samson desired Delilah, and that ended up destroying him. What are your heart desires? I said earlier, I said desires are created by what we allow ourselves to be exposed to. Ask the Lord to change you this morning. where there's a need for a change. Father, change me. Until you are transformed, your life cannot be aligned with that of God. Speak to the Lord this morning. Lord, change me. Change me. Change me, Lord. Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we ask, oh God, this morning that you change our hearts, oh God. That you change us for your good. Lord, we ask for the grace to be able to change our attitudes, our behavior, where they do not align with yours. Father, as we dwell on your word, Father, let your word transform us. Father, as we dwell on your word, Lord, we ask for the grace, O God, to apply your word. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.